This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Hey folks, it's Jay from the Just Say Words podcast and the executive producer of this here Saturday Series podcast. What have you guys been up to? Hopefully you've been enjoying all the episodes. This episode is the season finale of season 4. Kept it kind of short, 8 episodes for you guys. And I felt like it was time for me to drop off a story for you guys. So this is a story about how I was notoriously bad with pets. So I remember really wanting like a pet, right? My mom wasn't about it. Even though we were all animal lovers, it was just kind of, she thought I might have been too young enough, or too young, or not old enough. And so what happened was, typical hood shit, right? Somebody has a litter of puppies, you end up getting one. Of course, we get a pit bull, right? We get this blue nose pit. His name was Dynamite. And so the one thing about dogs, nobody tells you, is like dogs are incredibly needy. And if you're a child, you are also incredibly needy. So both of us can't live in this environment. We can't both be needy. And so the dog, you know, wants to do stuff. It's cool. I guess when I see people who live in the country with dogs, it makes sense. People who live in a city with dogs, I don't get it. Because there's not a ton of green spaces, this, that, and the third. Now, hood shit, it's fine. Like, we're running around with the dog out in the street. We're doing all kind of stuff, right? The dog was wild, this, that, and the third. Dog wants to do whatever. And this is early 90s. This is pre, like, curb your dog type shit where the community is whatever. Like, this is dog shit wherever. Nobody gives a fuck. So this dog was just too much. And it much like any kid with a pet, eventually the parents end up taking care of the dog. And my mom wasn't about that. She worked nights. She had to take care of us during the day. She wasn't with it. She was, no, we're getting rid of this dog. But the one lesson I did learn for the dog was like most pets, you just put everything out and everything's fine. Growing up, after school activities or community activities were low key mandatory. We had to be a part of some type of like sport or play, play an instrument. We had to do something with our like spare time. And so I used to play drums, right? And drums in elementary school, they let us do, it wasn't necessarily like band, but it was like, they would just teach us all types of stuff. They would teach us different instruments and I just picked the drums. So, when you set out for your day, right, you gotta set up for the animals too. So putting all this food out for the dog, this and the third, fine. So once we eventually got rid of the dog, we got two cats. Kind of the same premise, right? Now cats are way easier. They do what they want to do, like, and that's fine. But same thing, I gotta go to school. I got after school stuff. I'm not gonna be home till later. I'm not gonna be able to walk y'all. This, that, and the third. So, you know, make sure the litter box is clean, put a bunch of food out for y'all, this, that, and the third. That's fine. We went on with that pet life living for a while. For a while. Like, having pets was cool. It was like, whatever. You also get to see the way people interact with pets and stuff. Like, yo, we had this one girl. Oh, my God. I forgot what her name was. I think her name was Buttons. But anyway, she used to come to the house. She used to get her hair done. And she used to be deathly afraid of cats. Like, I'd never seen nobody cry and scream. Like, I'm talking about like kittens. Like, a kitten would walk in the room and she would flip out. And we used to get in trouble because we used to laugh. Because we used to think she was playing. It would be so dramatic, we thought she was playing. And we would get in trouble. Like, we had to lock two kittens in our basement so this girl could get her hair done. And it was insane. Like, we were just like, yo, what? Like, she never explained, like, yo, a cat scratched me when I was little, and now I don't trust cats, or I'm allergic. Like, it was never nothing like allergies or nothing. She just used to be, like, wilding out. Like, it would be like a monster came in the room. It would be like the same way, like, if you was in the ocean and like a great white shark like was approaching you, like that kind of thing, like screaming, all types of stuff. We would just be like, yo, this isn't, what's the problem? And the thing about that, we still to this day don't even know why that happened. And so after a while, I don't know what happened to those cats. They didn't die or anything. It's just, I don't know, they like got out the house, because again, no green spaces, so cats just get out the house and they don't come back. So that was a whole thing. And then so after that, my mom decided that we would get an aquarium, which is fine. Aquariums are dope. Most black people I know have aquariums. There's always that subset of people who get like the super wild aquarium. And when I say wild aquarium, I don't mean like it's like 700 gallons and it's got all types of, I mean, they get wild things in their aquarium. Like, there are people who just get an aquarium and put lobsters in it. Or as the one person I knew, they had an aquarium and it was just full of piranhas. And I used to think, because their aquarium was perpetually brown, I used to be like, they never clean it. And they're like, no, it's fresh water and it's piranhas in there. And I used to be like, what? Where do you even get them from? How do you even know? This is like the same way people talk about how Michael Jackson got giraffes. Like, how do you even get that person on the phone? How do you get a piranha salesman on the phone? Like, how does that even, hey man, you got two piranhas? Like, I don't even know how that works. But I know people who had that. They always ran into somebody who had a wild aquarium. So anyway, life has not changed. Whether it was a dog, we had to leave a lot of food because we weren't going to be home for the day. For the cats, we had to leave a lot of food because we weren't going to be home for the day. What they don't tell you is to not do that for fish, because fish are stupid. So we, children, me, the culprit, decided to do this. I'm leaving to go to school, just like the dog before and the cat before. Leave a lot of food and everything will be fine. That is not the case with fish. That is not the case at all for fish. So yeah, I just remember shaking up all this food on the top of the thing and like, yep, hey man, you guys go get your food, I'm out of here. Grab my backpack, I'm out the door, I'm on the bus going to school, fed the fish, everything is fine. I get home later from all my like band stuff, come in the house, and I'm like, it smells funny in here. And the fish tank looks empty. And I walk over to it, and every single fish is belly up. I am dumbfounded. I'm like, what? How did this happen? I'm literally like, I don't even know how this happened. Scoop them all out, flush them down the toilet, because it was a fair amount of fish in there too. And then my mom gets home and I'm like, hey, all the fish died. She's like, no, you can't be for real. And I'm like, yeah, I came home and it was all dead. She was like, oh, so she's, you know, getting into the, looking at the manual, checking all the like temperature regulators, checking the light, making sure nothing is dirty in there, everything is clean. She's like, I have no idea how all these fish died. And she's like, did you feed them? And I'm like, yeah, I fed them this morning. Everything was fine. She walked away. Everything's fine. I'm thinking everything is cool. She comes back. She's like, how much did you feed them? Did you just like pinch it off and just put a little bit on the top? And I was like, no, we was going to be gone for the day. So I just shook it like, I don't know, like 10 times over the top. I never saw her eyes get so big in my life. And she was like, you owe, how, what? And I was like, yeah, I just shook it like this, and I'm shaking it all crazy, all over the top. And she was just like, no, no, fish don't need a lot of food. Hey, well, ma'am, that is a lesson you're supposed to tell me before you leave me in control of all the fish. We did not have this talk prior to mass fish homicide, and that ain't got nothing to do. And it's really not even homicide. They should know when they're full. Don't put that on me. That's not even, I didn't kill them on purpose. I'm thinking of all your square meals, and now the fish is dead. So, nah. So, yeah, that was like how I murdered a bunch of fish by accident. Because fish don't be knowing no better. And why I'll never own an aquarium. So, yeah, they'll leave me in control of aquatic life. That's probably why I love the aquarium now, too. I just like going and looking. I don't want to be in control of when things get fed here or none of that. Nope. Nope, I don't want to be a part of that. But that's it. So, lessons learned, children. Don't overfeed your fish. Don't let me be in control of the fish. And get yourself a cat. I feel like we all learned something here. It's fine. Stay tuned. Subscribe, rate, and review the Saturday Series podcast. It is a great podcast. We have great things coming in the future. Get ready for season 5. If you're hearing this, if you're within the sound of my voice, and you go, I want to tell a story about when I was a kid or in middle school or high school or college or now as a parent, whatever, come do that. Season 5, hopefully season 6. We would love to do this for as many seasons as possible. So all your stories are welcome. If you've been on the show before, come back. If you've never been on the show again or never been on the show, come do a show. Anything. Tell your friends and all that other stuff. We love you. So, bye.